What would you say the connotations of the word slut are?
I think, for me, the connotations of the word slut means somebody who's lesser based on their sexual decisions, generally aimed at women who have a lot of sex, whereas, like, the equivalent for a guy would be, like, a bro or something really positive. It has a really negative connotation based on a woman's sexuality.
I don't know if everyone is familiar with what Slut Walk Baltimore stands for and what we do. In 2011, a member of the Toronto Police Force was addressing a group of college girls and told them, the exact words were, women should avoid dressing like sluts in order to not be victimized.
Fuck him!
I was 11 years old when I realized that I had been abused.
I experienced street harassment pretty much every single day when I was studying in Havana when I was in college.
Someone I was close to raped me. I felt like I must have given him some idea that it was okay for him to do what he did.
As a young girl, I was multiply raped, multiple times, and I didn't tell anyone because I felt ashamed.
Rape culture has been ingrained in my life since I was maybe 6. That was the first time I was molested by 2 different people at the same time in completely different situations. From there, it went to court, and I, as a small child, had to testify against these people when I felt ashamed. I would not give testimony because I thought it was my fault at age 6.
Why do you feel like this cause is an important one?
It's like, it's happened in like my family and stuff, so like this is a big deal for me.
It's not fair for people to blame the victims of rape. I think that it's actually really fucked up.
Well, okay, last night, I was thinking about this, because last night I was wearing, like, this lacy top, and I was walking in a neighborhood, and it was night, and I was like, you know, like, maybe I should put a sweater on over it, because, like, I don't want to be, like, attacked, and, like, I shouldn't have to think about that.
Like, everybody understands, like, the full, like, that rape is just, if you say no, it's no, and it's, like, there's no excuses for that, and not everybody knows that.
Just that the numbers are still going up, like, nothing, so many people know about it, yet it's not changing.
I think people should be able to dress the way that they want without fear of repercussion, and I think that, slut should lose its current meaning in the English language and go back to where it was, or just fall out of usage altogether.
I don't know, I connect as a woman, but I also connect as a person, and I feel so many times I'm seen first as a woman and then a person.
On the way here, we were walking here, and some guy was like, oh, you guys look sexy, and like, no means yes.
It's very, our culture's very male-dominated and male-oriented and kind of, you know, there are a lot of benefits that males get from culture, and females don't seem to get that same benefit. Like, I can walk down the street without a shirt on, but a person with breasts that can't necessarily do that without feeling unsafe, and that's fucked, and that's why I'm here.
I think it's an important issue to point out the irony found in the difference between the objectification of women's bodies and the objectification of men's bodies, and the fact that it's something out of the ordinary, and it's a protest when women don't wear shirts when men are allowed to wear them from a young age because they're not sexualized the way women are. I was raised in the South, and so women were very, very much seen and not heard. And I still face that from male members of my family who, when I speak out against something sexist that they say or something rude that they do to me, I am reminded that I should be seen and not heard.
Your body is the only thing that's really yours. Like, what you wear, what you do with your hair, like, that's your personality, but your body is yours and always will be. So if someone violates your body, that's like taking away yourself.